And coming to you from out of the blue, it's Radio Life and Style. You're with me, Mike, in the morning, and getting into a really interesting interview with Zandri Serena, the Managing Director of Resionex, a specialist business consultancy focusing on the interesting area of BEE, an area that gets a lot of folks hot under the collar. But there's a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of baggage that the term comes with. And I want to continue cutting through the baggage and explaining how if you work with the right person holding your hand, and I'm talking about Zandri and her team, you can unlock so much value for your business by understanding how to apply the BEE framework to your unique business situation, and not just unlock fantastic value for your business and great opportunities because of your fantastic BEE score, but create some really meaningful, impactful ripples of change that cascade through the local economy. So welcome to the microphone, Zandri. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to get into a cool case study and story from your interesting field of work. In a nutshell, what is Resionex all about?
Resionex is a BEE consulting firm. We are BEE specialists. This is what we do every day. So we specialize in the Black Economic Empowerment Act and the relevant set of codes. We offer guidance and education to the corporates and private sector to understand how to implement this incredibly complex and very intimidating legal framework. And the set of codes, obviously. Black Economic Empowerment.
BEE, or sometimes it's got a few more B's in there, BBBEE. It's quite an emotive acronym. It gets people's hackles up quite often. There seems to be a kind of knee-jerk response to it in a lot of business sectors. And maybe that's not fair. Maybe there's a lot of misunderstanding that goes along with it. I want to understand from your perspective as the specialist in BEE business consulting, what exactly is broad-based Black Economic Empowerment, BBBEE, or just as it's commonly called, BEE?
It depends who you ask. So if you ask Wikipedia, I think I've even given you a definition there, it says something along the lines that it's a South African policy or a legal framework with a specific focus on increasing the participation of Black people in South Africa's economy. So ultimately, it is a type of affirmative action.
Because sometimes those are used interchangeably, and there seems to be a bit of a confusion and overlap. But so this falls under the umbrella of affirmative action.
Yes, correct. That's why it's so emotional. The purpose of BEE, or the intent behind it, is, like you said, to equalize the playing fields because of what happened prior to 1994 in our country. So ultimately, BEE's intent and its purpose is to repair these inequalities through involving people who were previously disadvantaged in more economic activities in our country.
So, I mean, in practice and in implementation, it's either something that is a welcome addition to the South African business landscape, or it's something that is a pain in the neck. The difficulty here comes in trying to get the mindset, the paradigm shift to click, so that we understand it's a reality. Whatever your position is on BEE, it's here, and it's part of the rules of the game right now, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Whether you are only too happy to roll with it, or whether it's a sort of a grudge purchase, if you will, it is undeniably part of the fabric and the framework of doing business in South Africa. So, hence the need for experts in this sector. And what do you think people get wrong about BEE? What do you reckon businesses are missing out on?
I think in general, there is a misconception that BE is only about ownership. And we often get the question posed to us, so why do I need to give away 50% of my ownership or my equity? I mean, that is just it's a ridiculous notion if you really think about it. Nobody in any business would just give away 50% of their shares to anybody, irrespective of race, creed, or culture.
Yeah, but that's a persistent story that people have in their minds. This is what BEE is all about. It's about the government coming in and forcing me to give away more than half of my business, and there's immediately a pushback against that. But that's kind of, as you say, it's
a complete misconception. It is a myth, yes. And unfortunately, because it's such a young industry, we have seen in the past that there were quite a lot of misinformation that gets picked up by somebody who would read a certain sentence in the Act and then take it completely out of context and then try and apply that practically. The reality about BEE is that you cannot read the BEE Act or the relevant set of codes in isolation. You have to read it in conjunction with all the acts that forms part of BEE, such as the Employment Equity Act, Labor Legislation, Skills Development Act, Skills Development Levies Act, Companies Act, Tax Act. I mean, you're not expected to be specialists in all of this, but somehow it all encompasses BEE and has an effect on it. So if you just take one little sentence out of the Act, read it in isolation and try and apply it, you're not going to be able to benefit from it in any way. And you're going to misunderstand the intent of it.
And possibly miss out on the opportunities.
Very, very much true, yeah.
Because it seems to me that a lot of the resistance to getting on board the BEE train from a business perspective it comes from a position and a mindset and a perspective that it's only going to be a net loss to me as a business owner at the end of the day. I'm just going to have to end up giving away ownership, and you know, it's really just kind of bleeding my business dry. There's no value add to me. And again, that is a potential misconception, because if you understand how this thing can apply to your particular context, it can actually add so much value if you know how to structure things. Am I right?
So that's 100% correct. BEE for me personally is about education. Education of employees, education of people outside of your organization, education of the client as such. You cannot make good business decisions if you don't understand why you're making these decisions and how it's going to impact your business. Trying to throw money at this as a scene, you know, you mentioned it earlier, it's just a grudge purchase. Or some people actually see it as just another tax that you need to pay in order to conduct business in this country. Yeah. If that is how you're going to see it, you're going to hate this forever. And you will never be able to understand or see the beauty in this. And the beauty lies not only in the initiatives that you can implement, but the beauty lies in how it can benefit the organization over and above just score points that you score on a BEE scorecard.
Yeah.
How you can identify beneficiaries within your supply chain who you can build better relationships with. And because you have to spend the money in terms of BEE, you might as well spend it on the organizations that add value or people who add value to your business, educating your staff, looking at doing scholarship drives for the children of your staff, for example. You know, there are so many beautiful things that you can do that can benefit the business. And if your staff are upskilled, your productivity will increase. If your staff are taken care of, your productivity will increase. And if your productivity increases, your bottom line increases.
You see, now you start to paint that picture. Suddenly, my mindset's starting to shift. And I'm starting to see, okay, maybe this actually can make business sense and actually leave a circle of impact that lasts beyond just however long I'm into this business for. You know, there was a saying that the late Raymond Ackerman was quoted widely as having originated. Doing good is good business. And it seems to me that what you're able to do with Resionex, with your specialist business consultancy focusing in this area, is help businesses understand how they can use the framework of BEE, not just to their advantage in a business sense, but how they can create a social impact and a difference that creates ripple effects that really benefits the broader economy and maybe that business directly as well as a kind of feedback loop. So, I mean, I'm really excited to actually look at a couple of case studies because you've been doing this for some time now.
Yeah.
And you've obviously got loads of really interesting success stories that illustrate how this thing can tick so many cool boxes. Let's maybe look at one story, one example. You told me the other day, we had a sort of a little cup of coffee chat before this radio interview. You mentioned a lady, I think her name was Georgina.
Yeah, Georgina was actually our first case study, for lack of a better word here, but she was our first enterprise development beneficiary that was identified. And it was actually my first client also from back in the day. So it's quite a special success story for me. I think I get all teary-eyed when I think about it.
Spin us a yarn. Tell us the story.
I was at the introduction meeting with the client. And as I was sitting in his office, Georgina walked in. This old 63-year-old gray-haired lady pulling a cooler box behind her and handing out chips and Cokes and pies and chocolates, etc. So the client introduced me to her, and he then told me that he saved her number and would WhatsApp her from time to time with his order, and she would bring this cooler box that she drags every morning, starting at the crack of dawn. She would take this cooler box from business to business and just sell chips and Coke and pies and
chocolates. Like a mobile tuck shop vendor.
Correct. But now Georgina could only really make profit, marginal profits, because obviously she could only sell what she could carry. And then catching a taxi back to the township, I mean, that would take additional cost for her to go back and forth. So ultimately, and it would just take too long. So she, being also at the age that she is, it was a bit of a mission for her. But she was always so happy and bright and glowing and never seemed to get... It didn't seem that tough, but I would look at it and I would think, geez, I mean, I wouldn't want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And then... it just seemed like the perfect opportunity for enterprise development, because this is exactly the kind of thing where we would look at people where you already have existing relationships with and develop those relationships, because you have already built a foundation of trust and camaraderie between the two parties.
Yeah.
That's why we like to call ourselves corporate cupids, because we put the company and the beneficiary together, and it's beautiful when the sparks start to fly. So this was in 2019, if I'm not mistaken. And, well, currently Georgina owns her own canteen, fully stocked with ovens and fridges and stock. She offers, and the canteen is situated on the same premises as the client, where they built her a little canteen. She offers takeaway and sit-down options. Full menu now.
Wow.
So all the drivers in the business parks would come to Georgina, actually send her lunch orders a day in advance. She's got her menu circulated. She ultimately ended up in the first year acquiring her driver's license and being able to purchase a vehicle for deliveries as well. Holy. Or collection of stock and deliveries.
That's amazing. So yeah. Like from dragging a cooler box from door to door
to being a proud business owner. I mean, come
that,
on.
That is an incredible story. And you know, you were able to connect the dots, play that corporate cupid matchmaker role, and identify an existing relationship there and say, listen, guys, from a business perspective, you already want to support this lady. You already are supporting her. Let's channel some real support her way. And it all adds up towards giving you a good BEE score.
Absolutely. Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's going to open all kinds of doors for you. And if you want to do any kind of business with the public sector, or businesses with other businesses that do business with the public sector and want to protect their own BEE score, the better your score, it just creates lots of opportunities from a business sense. But then you get that pride of knowing that you've assisted this lady in leveling up in so many ways. You don't have to save her number and SMS anymore, because she's on the premises.
Yeah.
She's got your exactly. daily order ready for you. It just creates all of this goodwill, all of this positivity that flows into the economy. And if that story can be replicated thousands of times around the country, how much brighter a picture are we going to be seeing? And if every one of those Georginas is able to pay it forward in their own way and employ, you know, other people under them, and you know, the cascading benefits, it just seems like suddenly this BEE thing makes sense if you get on board with it, if you understand it. And that's just one story. And I know we've got a whole bunch, and we're going to be having some future chats right here on Radio Life and Style. And I'd love you to bring more of these kind of things, because they illustrate so beautifully how this thing can be so much more than just a pain in the neck. For those that are listening now, who might have their own Georgina that they're supporting from a business perspective in some capacity, and who might want to see how they can connect the dots, how can they get in touch with you and your team of corporate cupids to help explain how BEE can apply to their own business context, how they can unlock the opportunities that might be lying dormant, and how they can start writing a whole new chapter, not just for them, but for deserving beneficiaries?
They can email us on info@resionx.co.za. So RES for sugar, IO in for Nelly, EX.
There you go. RESIONEX.
Yes.
.co.za. Beautiful new website just been launched.
Yeah. We had to update it a little bit.
And really cool, because you can find your sector of industry and click on one of those big beautiful headings, and you'll see there's a little drop down form that pops up, and you fill in a few fields and send it off, and you could get some resources sent right to your fingertips. Am I right?
Correct. So we're actually also implementing, it's very exciting, we are implementing a secure website where our clients will no longer be required to submit information to us via Dropbox or OneDrive or email. We have decided to create a platform where the clients can securely upload everything onto the website, onto a secure platform, and everything is then at their fingertips. So if they want an updated report, it's simply a matter of making sure that their information every month that we require is updated, and the report gets generated for them automatically. The reality is that we often see that consultants are just used for data capturing purposes. And the difference with us is that our job is to understand your business operationally and strategically. You can't implement BEE just overnight. It's not a sprint. Mm. This is something you need to plan 3 to 5 years in advance. And generally, we only work on the first year, the current year, and then we start working on the following year. But you need a framework for the next 3 to 5 years, because surely you have a plan for your business for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, one would hope.
Yeah. So if we spend all our resources and all our time just capturing data, which anybody can do for that matter, we're not going to have time to actually sit and get to know you and understand exactly how your business works, because no two businesses are the same. And be able to provide you with the right kind of advice and guidance.
Brilliant stuff. You're getting the perspective now. You're starting to get the picture from my special guest, Zandri Sirina, Managing Director at Resionx, the BEE Specialist Business Consultancy. And check out that website, resionx.co.za, and start getting on board the BEE train, because if you can roll with it, it can unlock so much value for your business and for the economy in general. And looking forward to our next chat really soon, Zandri, and our next story time with Resionx. What do you say?
Thank you for having me. I look forward to it.